Green is angry. Snap.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I heard playback to motherfucking nigga.
What
Funny, I was in the club and I was thinking about you, and guess what? Your song came on. I was like, oh shit, that's deep.
You like them? Nah, they're egotistical, but that's fucking clean my house without for missing weight.
Really? Maybe you should let me.
Only fucking with you, you know what's about. Ain't a gold digger, cause she got her own shit. She ain't a gold digger, cause she got her own shit. Yeah. Money in the bank, bank, need no cheat. She face on beat, hair on fleek. Talking no spinning, hell no, that's weak. Want a hood nigga that can give her that meat.
That's what that guy just said. Write that down. That's good. Michael Phelps is. Oh, yeah. Hang on. Okay. All right. Need like four more lines. Shit. Fuck.
Soil moisture to survive a drought that was set in. So here we go. What a year we're off to this year, huh? subsoil moisture deficit. Florida, 58% short to very short. New Mexico, followed by Georgia. You can see the southeast, very short. These are the three top, the subsoil moisture is the worst in Florida, New Mexico, Georgia, anywhere in the country. So the southeast is tough. Will the southeast get any rain? Well, just a little bit, but not nearly as much as the Midwest, the Ohio and Tennessee valleys, and the central and southern plains, and the Pacific Northwest, and the southeast and the southwest will be slighted about all that. There's your satellite and radar. Past 6 hours, you can see the buildup along this cold front that stretches from the Dakotas back down into West Texas and New Mexico. Not much happening in Canada. Pretty quiet. A few snow showers in B.C.
Not much happening in Canada.
Big low California Pacific coast. That low will continue to spin, but it will move inland, and it'll crawl right up the coastline and join the storm that came in yesterday. And here's how that all works out. Big showers and thunder showers across Washington State, even into Idaho and Montana. A little further to the south, rain showers are definitely increasing in California as this thing pulls in, and it will increase more so over the next couple of days and drop a little bit into Southern California, although I think Southern California will once again miss all the opportunities for precipitation from this next storm in. A California ag update for you. Spring lettuce harvest ongoing and on schedule. They say they're doing well. Prices are good. Processing tomatoes for processing. That planting is underway, and the carrot planting completed over most of the state, they say. Past 6 hours, the nation's midsection, we talked about thunderstorms building the Dakota, Minnesota, Iowa, Nebraska.
Get them carrots to the ground, fool.
So it's been a slow and steady progression of these thunderstorms move east along that cold front and grow. Get a little heat put on them, but that's out here this afternoon. These could turn into big storms. Something to watch in there.
Bury this chick.
I'll tell you.
Everyone just got it. No longer about making fun.
Yep, so. Yeah, dude. So I got to say, and I'm not a Braves fan, I'm just a baseball fan, but I thought the stadium was beautiful. The sidelines are great. The setup is great. I think fans are going to enjoy it.
I think the stadium looks great. I don't know if the color was comparing it to Turner Field. Turner Field, it was run down. They had let it go. The city had let it go. They didn't put many renovations in it. I don't think that was as much of the issue, was it?
Yeah.
The previous college?
No, and I don't. And I think that the one thing that at least Cobb County has tried to sell is that this is...
The big boss, man. It's still the law of the land.
This is going to be a 365-day-a-year use area and facility. So the restaurants and all that around. And I think that that's one of the things that they tried to assuage... voters, taxpayers in Cobb County with. One of the major concerns over stadium funding is that they're limited use facilities, basically, right? So you're spending hundreds of millions of dollars on something that may have, you know, in the case of baseball, 80 events over the course of a year. You know, you used to maybe be able to say, well, you could do, you know, 200 some odd events in a shared hockey basketball stadium, but very few teams are sharing those anymore. They all have their own, right?
Right.
So I think that is one of the things that's going to be interesting to see around it, Paul, is that how that area builds up. It's going to take time to get to that. But, you know, I'm sure from a fan standpoint, I'm happy for fans that they don't have to sit in the oppressive Georgia sun anymore to watch the game, you know, that it's going to be better. I'm sure it is far more modernized. I'm curious to see the ballpark myself and to see, you know, how it looks. You know, I think that's good. And I'll be curious to see whether or not it is actually easier to get to, because that's the part that I'm a little bit, that's the part that I'm a little bit skeptical of, just based on how many people who live there have right. talked about how difficult it is to get around. Because Paul's right, Atlanta traffic is terrible. So there is no good place to put it anyway, but I do think that's something worth watching. So we'll keep an eye on it, Paul. Thank you for the call. Steve is in Cincinnati on the bridge. Hey, Steve, how are you?
The other thing to keep in mind with respect to the Braves is that I don't know exactly who it was, but they signed to a 30-year TV deal that is basically hamstringing the team from a financial perspective. Mm-hmm. So I think that was probably the major impetus behind this move. I want to discuss one thing about really cheer for the Braves and rooting for them, but I do not want to see them exceed expectations this year, because I'm fearful that the front office might be tempted to accelerate the rebuild beyond where it needs to be. I'd be just fine for the Braves to suffer through one more year because I think a lot of the high-end prospects are on their way, and I don't want like to see them to be sellers at the deadline. But I do understand that at some point you got to flip the switch, and I would be curious what Duke's take is on that. I'll take your comments off the air. Thank you.
You know, can you give me the question again? Because I was just reading a little bit more about this, about the the field.
You were coming up with cat puns.
No, I'm definitely done with cat puns.
I get some more good ones on Twitter. It was about, you know, Steve doesn't mind if they stink this year because
right.
He is fearful of them trying to move pieces too soon.
Yeah.
And I certainly understand.
I'm with it on this. This is my feeling of when the Braves playing is this. You want to be better than you were last year. You want to show improvement. You want to start trying to win a few more games. But don't sell your fan base that you're going to win, that you're going to be a postseason team and everything else. Like, that just isn't realistic. To me, you want to sit, you know, play the game the right way. You want to build off of the momentum that you had after you traded Matt Kemp. The offense was good. Okay, I get all of that, but if you were going to say to me, all right, we're going to be a lot better, and your big moves in the wintertime were signing the aging starters, and that's about it, and you go into, you know, coming to us with this bullpen, you go, oh, that's just not going to fly. It's not even close to a postseason pitching staff. So that to me is the message versus the reality of the thing. You know, I think they could have danced a little bit more and said, our mantra this year is to win as many games as we can. We don't know how many that's going to be. We feel like we're better. We got to wait and see how it plays out in the field. But they were selling it. They were really, really selling it hard. This team is far better, far superior than it was last year. And I just don't see it that way.
No, they were hopeful to capitalize on the success.
They had one of the best offenses in the second half. You mentioned 2010, but it was even August,
yeah.
You know, that their offense went up. Freeman's offense went up when they
Freeman had a great second half.
Yep.
It's like that last episode, and then you get depressed.
Yes. Doesn't stay. Great. Good writer. Did George the Sky Zoo. You know, lyricist, man. Lyricist is a lyricist. He's a lyricist. You know what I'm saying? He's here with his son, man. His son look cute, man. Oh, man. As long as he don't look like his father. His father look like a thug. Let me stop. We're coming in. But we gonna air the new joint real quick. And before we do that, I'm still shouting my people, man. We're gonna check it, you know what I mean? Dizzy Mumble, man. What up, nigga? Dizzy Mumble. That's my man's name. Everybody sending out love, man, and do the damn thing. Shout out to us, South Jersey. What up, bro? The shades is popping. Good looking. Now we're in old shit.
Oh, Big mouth, sir.
Hey, Nissan 8.
Hey, it's Pauline from London.
Lover Boy, you're listening to our rock and roll sister, original VJ Nita Blackwood. I think she even has a cool collection of headbands. The home of the original VJs. Awesome. Sirius XM's Big 80s on 8.
Talking about 38 special anymore. Right, I mean, maybe no one ever was. I guess I'm not sure. These hills are fucking crazy. They're a little freaky. It's almost worth fucking going back to the tunnel and just fucking going under all these hills. But the tunnel is so fucking slow. Hill drinks sounds like a great idea, but at the same time, there's a tension. Oh, I'm just gonna go.
Here's a truck stop instead of St. Peter's. Yeah, 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 yeah. Mr. Henry Coffin's gone messing. Yeah, 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 yeah. Now, Andy, did you hear about this one?
The definitive version of the song.
Thank you.
Bad out here. Caught in the middle of a crosswalk. It's okay. We'll be okay. I see when this song comes on are Rock Band Node Highways. It's like fucking permanently linked to that game. We'll be right back.
kids at your feet. Everyone said a little while.
Someone get a hold of this album with just the fucking lead vocals removed and just try to fucking sing over it like the fucking guy who left Blink-182. I want to hear that version of this album. Out of her mind! You know, just like fucking really lay into it with that shit. I mean, change half the words to be about fucking UFOs or whatever. If that's what it takes. All right. I gotta go. Have a fantastic Wednesday. I'll see you later.